metal. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here with a special guest interview. His name is Jim Babb, and he was there when George Donnelly, one of our listeners, and a hopefully soon-to-be mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State. Well, I don't know if he is a Free Stater, but anyway, I know he is going to move to New Hampshire. But George Donnelly was arrested, kidnapped, attacked by federal goons calling themselves the U.S. Marshals, I believe. Maybe we lost him. maybe this is him. We're going to take a chance here and see if this is Jim Babb. Jim?
I'm still here.
Oh, good, good. I had the wrong line there. All right, so Jim, you're with us, and thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. How are you?
Great, thank you for having me.
Well, fantastic. I'm sorry that we have to have you under these circumstances, because last week one of your friends and fellow activists was kidnapped. We talked about it here on Free Talk Live, but you were actually there when it went down. Can you set the scene for us?
Sure. We've done a handful of jury outreach activities at different federal courthouses, and most have gone relatively smoothly. From Philadelphia and Trenton and other Pennsylvania area courthouses. When we got to the Allentown courthouse on May 11th, it was a little bit different. Julian Heikland was there before us, and George and I arrived a few minutes later. He was passing out pamphlets for the Fully Informed Jury Association. George and I joined him, and I had literally passed out one pamphlet when a woman came out and started questioning Julian. And it's the usual questions, you know, who are you, what are you doing here? Julian did not feel the need to answer her questions and let her know that he would not be answering and to please leave him alone. She started to manhandle him. She sort of grabbed his arm and kind of had summoned other federal marshals to come out. At this point, there's more and more of them coming out. George is filming, and within seconds, they had tackled George and were trying to grab his camera from him. And George held on. He was, was holding a football, and the other team was trying to shake it loose, and they basically just piled onto him. One of them even had his knee on George's face as he was pinned on the ground. They wrenched the camera loose. They take it inside, and then a minute later, more of them come out and put George in handcuffs and take him inside.
It just sounds like such an incredibly violent ordeal, and unfortunately, we don't know if the video footage still exists. Do they still have George's camera?
At the moment, his camera is what they call impounded. So we're hoping they did not destroy it, because that is going to be very telling, and hopefully we'll clear everything up if we can get our hands on it.
So from your vantage point, when the federal goons began approaching George, you said it seems to have happened very quickly. In the past, they've threatened. In the past, they've gotten up in his face, and a lot of his video is actually available on his website, georgedonnelly.com. You can go there and you can see some of the past events, and I believe, Jim, that you're in at least a couple of those videos. But normally they just come out and they threaten with threats like this one.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
This time they actually did take it from his hand. Luckily there was no throat ramming, but it didn't sound that much better than that. So what happened as they were approaching? I mean, were they telling him to stop recording? He was refusing. I mean, did anything transpire, or did they just out and out attack him?
I don't remember them even giving him any commands. They may have said something. I didn't necessarily hear what they had said, but they didn't even really give us a chance to respond. I actually had in my hand, while this was happening, a copy of the Homeland Security policy on photography on federally owned and leased property. So I never even got a chance to show them what their own policy was concerning what we were doing.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They don't care what it is. They're not the least bit interested in that piece of paper. If you were to show them that piece of paper, they'd say, that's not the way we interpret it. And they would go on about their business of clubbing George as he lie there prone on the pavement.
It's true. While they were wrestling with him and trying to grab his camera, I did, out of few options at my disposal, I called 911 to report a mugging in progress. Obviously, the result was about what you'd expect.
Did they even show up?
I'm sorry?
Did the local police even show up on the scene?
They arrived about 15 minutes after George had been taken inside and wouldn't even speak to me. They immediately just conferred with their brothers of a slightly different uniform.
Right.
And then after their private conference, just came and told me that they're not allowed to intervene in a federal matter.
Wow. Protect and serve.
Yeah. So it was very violent, very stunning. I mean, it was just stunning to obviously for George, but even to just witness it
now,
to be with a friend when he's getting mugged and kidnapped is horrible.
It sounds horrifying. George is, from my understanding, has been charged with assault on a federal officer.
That is correct.
And he was standing there with a video camera recording a scene in a public place. They tried to take the camera from him. They attacked him, put him on the ground, and they're claiming he assaulted them.
That's exactly right. And we're unsure whether they think he attacked them while he was taping or while they had their knee in his face. It could only be one or the other, so I'm not really sure what they're thinking.
Wow.
Yeah, they're thinking disobedience is unacceptable, and they will come up with the worst possible charge to pin on someone.
That sounds like a pretty serious charge. Is that a felony?
Yes, it is.
It is a felony, and it's federal. He spent the night in jail. He was released the next day. I believe you went to go and pick him up. What was that like?
Well, they had him for two nights.
Two nights. Oh, I'm sorry.
He spent the first night in Lehigh County Correctional Facility. They wouldn't let him... I guess they wouldn't arraign him the next day. They made him stay another day. And then they transferred him to Philadelphia for his second night. In Philadelphia, this was the scene of that clip that you played. I'm going to shove the camera down your throat.
Yeah.
They found out, that's you. And evidently he was quite a celebrity in the building. That April 8th event the clip you played from, was evidently a big deal to them. And when they found out they had somebody involved, they were thrilled.
Oh, no, the version of the story I heard was that there were so many liberty activists that were calling the jail and asking about him that the jailers were calling him superstar simply because he was getting so much attention while he was on the inside, which is very unusual.
That, I'm sure that helped as well.
Yeah.
So, but needless to say, they knew they had somebody important in their hands, and unfortunately they made life pretty miserable for him any way they could.
Oh, I bet they did. Now, was this a federal jail he was in Philly, or was it a local jail?
Yeah, it was federal, 700 Arch Street.
Okay. So, Jensen, I mean, you've been listening to this. Do you have any questions about the encounter? I've kind of been dominating the conversation here.
You know, I can't come up with anything specifically. He's painted quite the picture. And George spent two full days in and then was released?
Yeah, it was two nights, so it was actually more than 48 hours total.
Yeah, the sad part of this is that these goons with badges can go ahead and just charge him with a felony. It doesn't cost them anything to level this allegation against him. Mm-hmm. However, it's going to cost him thousands of dollars to protect himself with a criminal attorney.
Yep.
And so the American taxpayer not only is the average, not only can the average person get mugged and beaten on the steps of a courthouse that they paid for, but they also have to pay when it's done to somebody else, too. So, there's victims all around here.
Hey, Jim, can we keep you for another segment?
Absolutely.
All right, great. More coming up here with Jim. And do you have a website that you can plug? Just curious.
Actually, no, but I will. When we come back, I'm going to point you to a website that we have for an event coming up.
Okay, great. Hang on. More with Jim Babb in a moment. We're talking about fully informed jury activism, wherein one of our activists was activist friends was arrested, kidnapped, and imprisoned. More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Features including stuff like our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, see it for free. And you can actually chat with other listeners. The chat room and the cam are both on the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy. By the way, the cam brought to you by memorydealers.com.
It's another tough Monday. Well, that means it's time for the tough to get going. So you better join me in taking two capsules of Nature Bee every morning. Here's Mike Buck with how to tackle these tough times.
Hello there, Ian and Word. Are you guys right? Check this out. There's a cure for the Monday blues. It's potentiated plant pollen from New Zealand. Get in tough. Take charge of the week. What are you going to need? Two golden capsules of Nature Bee. That's it.
Now, you often call Nature Bee the health wonder from down under. Why is that?
Well, I love that. No need to take a whole fistful of who knows what. All kinds of different supplements make all kinds of claims. Nature Bee plant pollen, the only one on earth that has every vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant you need. Right balance of enzymes. What does that do? It goes hand in hand for peak performance is what we're looking for, and a strong immune system, too.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Nature Bee's done wonders for me. I was just taking it with the expectation it was going to be like any other vitamin supplement that I've ever taken in my life, which I really noticed no difference after taking them. But once I started taking it, it fixed a digestive issue that I had for years.
Well, not only that, but it's going to give you better sleep and concentration, different benefits from different folks, but it all happens because you're nutritionally balanced. And here's the balance on the money. Going to save you a bunch of that. 6 months of Nature Bee, $99.95 plus delivery. Free Talk Live gets a bonus of 3 extra months. That's 9 for the price of 6. Complete money-back guarantee. You call toll-free, and it's on its way. 1-866-834-8355. All the way from Keene to Australia's New Zealand, the country. 1-866-834-8355 or naturebee.com.
Okay, folks, you can be just like me and be all you can be by calling 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
We go back to our guest to kick things off here tonight. Jim Babb is with us from Pennsylvania. And, Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. It's good to have you back here. We were talking about what transpired last week in Allentown outside the federal courthouse where you and a fully informed jury association, kind of a nationally known activist, Julian Heiklin. Is it Heiklin? Heiklin?
Heiklin.
Heiklin. Julian Heiklin was there, and he has been touring around going to different federal courthouses and doing fully informed jury association outreach, informing potential jurors that they have the right to decide a case based on their feelings about the law, not just about the facts of the case. So if they don't think the law is good, they can say not guilty just based on that. That's kind of the point of the fully informed jury activism. And I have done a lot of this FIJA activism. I was just out this morning doing some here in Keene, New Hampshire. I've done a lot of it, and I've never run across the bureaucrats, court bureaucrats, that are as intimidating and as dangerous as the people that Julian has run across. Again, he's been touring around in a lot of places, and I think it's just because the federal goons are just more goonish than the state guys. And he's been kidnapped himself multiple times. So last week, another activist was kidnapped, George Donnelly. You can go to georgedonnelly.com to see some of his videos from some of the FIJA outreach they've done with choice audio clips like this one.
You get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
I never get tired of playing that one. So George was kidnapped last week, and he was violently attacked. They put a knee in his face while he was on the ground, piled on to him. They stole his camera. They still have his camera. He's been charged with assault on a federal officer, apparently for videotaping them. And it's just a bunch of nonsense. They kept him in jail for 2 nights. He was finally released, but he is on what they call house arrest. He'll be getting some sort of an electronic tracking bracelet, and he cannot leave his home. Is that right, Jim Babb?
That is correct. I mean, he can for special circumstances with permission from the authorities. But
wow.
It's very, very restrictive and just terrible, terrible to see a friend go through this.
So he's been to an arraignment. They held him until the arraignment, so therefore is there a trial scheduled?
I don't think there's a trial scheduled yet. They're just getting things going. George has been shopping for the right attorney to represent him. Mm. And I think once he gets that, probably things will start falling into place as far as the schedule.
I wonder, I don't know if organizations like the Institute for Justice might be able to help out, but I wonder if there are any liberty-oriented judicial kind of activism organizations that could step up in this case, because I don't imagine it's going to be cheap to hire an attorney for a federal case like this. And to top it all off, it's my understanding George was getting ready to make his move to New Hampshire. He had planned to move up to New Hampshire within a few days of his kidnapping. This is what I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was going to be moving there today, in fact. Today he would be in New Hampshire right now.
It's absolutely horrible. Now, just Jim, you mentioned there was a website, some upcoming event that you wanted to plug. I want to make sure you get that out.
Yeah, there's. Well, we have a Facebook page called Friends of George Donnelly, which you can find on Facebook. On there, you'll see an event that we have planned for June 4th, Friday the June 4th. And you could the URL that will take you right to that, if you do tinyurl.com/ June 4 rally.
Oh, good. I thought it was going to be one of those XYQs.
Yeah.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead and give that one out again.
tinyurl.com/June4rally.
Okay, so June the number 4 rally.
Correct. Or just find it on the Friends of George Donnelly Facebook page.
And what are the plans for this rally?
Well, we're going back to Allentown.
Oh, boy.
And we want to match their aggression with love and kindness, basically. We don't want to have anyone get arrested. We don't want to, you know, give them any more prisoners. But what we do want to do is make a large, visible showing in defense of not just, you know, obviously for solidarity for George, but defending, showing that we care about the right to photograph and the right to pamphlet, and that then we're not going to be intimidated and we're not going to stop what we're doing.
Good for you.
And instead, we're going to multiply the effort, and we're going to try to you know, basically just meet their nastiness with a peaceful demonstration.
I love it. I think it's a great idea, and it really rings familiar, because that tends to be what happens up here in New Hampshire, where we've got a whole bunch of activists. If they go after one, a bunch more show up the next time, and we're planning something similar up here. In fact, I want to talk about how Julian is on a tour. This is the FIJA activist that's kind of gotten all this ball rolling, doing fully informed jury outreach. I want to talk a little bit about his tour. Can you stick with us a little while longer?
Sure.
All right, Jim. By the way, are you a Free State Project participant yourself?
Well, I'm a fan, and I may end up moving to New Hampshire, but I'm not an officially a Free Stater.
Well, you can fix that by going to freestateproject.org now.
Hey, now. Don't be so pushy, Mark.
Well, maybe I'll shop for properties when I'm up for Porkfest.
Oh, that'd be great. Coming up for Porkfest. Well, that's where I wanted to go next. Curtis is here. He's one of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And apparently, Julian, the FIJA activist who's been on the tour, is going to be coming to Concord the day before Porkfest officially starts, which I think is a really great time for it. We'll give you some of the details on what he's up to and come back with some fully informed jury outreach discussion here in a moment. You can also bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TactownGear.com. All Tactown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TactownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Racks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Racks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Racks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanracks.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including stuff like our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours for free. Archives. Just get them at freetalklive.com. No logging in. There's no hoops that you need to jump through. There's right there on the front page. In fact, you can click into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Totally free. At freetalklive.com, we've got Jim Babb with us. Jim, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're here to tell us about, and you have been telling us about, how George Donnelly from georgedonnelly.com, videographer, liberty activist, hopefully someday to move to New Hampshire. He was planning on moving this week, but was kidnapped by the federal government people last week outside a courthouse in Allentown, Pennsylvania, while he was doing fully informed jury outreach to some folks that were walking by out there. In fact, it's my understanding that you guys weren't even necessarily targeting potential jurors. You're just out in front at a certain time of day, and you're handing out flyers to people walking by. Is that pretty much how it works?
That's true. People walking in and out of the courthouse and people walking down the sidewalk, we figure anybody is probably going to be called for jury duty at some point. So anyone is a good prospect for this type of outreach.
And you guys have been doing this now for a number of weeks. Some of the video is up at georgedonnelly.com from some past encounters with these threatening men in uniforms that kidnapped George. And, of course, you said there was a Facebook group that people can join, Friends of George Donnelly?
Correct.
All right. So where I wanted to go next with this is there's obviously a lot to cover here, but one of the things that's happening is Julian Heichlin is going around the country, going to different federal courthouses and doing fully informed jury outreach, letting potential jurors know they can vote in the case based on their feelings about the law. It's a very important kind of outreach. And in general, up here in New Hampshire, we've really only done the local stuff. We've done the superior courts, but we've never done the federal courthouse as far as FIJA outreach. And judging by the results you guys have had in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and other places, they're just a little bit more dangerous. So what's happening is Julian is going to be coming up here to New Hampshire. And, of course, as you know, Jim, the Free State Project is here. We've got hundreds of liberty-minded folks that have already made the move, and thousands more have pledged, over 10,000 have pledged. But hundreds are already here, and a lot of them are just looking for something to do. So when Julian comes up to Concord, I hope that we can have the biggest turnout ever in support of him. I've posted the details on his Concord visit over at freekeen.com. Now, do you happen to know if Julian has a website? I don't know of it if he does. I've received a few emails from him, and that tends to be the way I keep up with what he's doing. But do you know if there's anywhere where all of his visits are going to be posted? Because I know that he's going to D.C., Baltimore, Burlington, Vermont, Albany, New York, Vegas, and back to Allentown on June 4th. But I don't have the ability to give all that information, all the details out on the air. Do you know if there's one central location people can go to get that information?
There isn't, but what he does do is use a email distribution list, and he has a short email address that I could give out that if anybody wants to join it, he calls it his list of tyranny fighters, and he keeps a schedule and report on there that he sends out to people. So
yeah, I've got his email address here. We can give it out here in a moment. That's not a problem. It's just I hope that somebody can help him out. I understand he's a little old on the older side, so maybe he's not as technically adept as some people. I hope somebody can give him a hand and maybe get him started with a blog or something like that, where we can easily point people to get the latest information, because he's going out there and he's putting his freedom on the line to do this jury activism, and I think he deserves support. I know that he's gotten some support, but certainly it could be more. In fact, after George was arrested last week doing FIJA outreach in Allentown, you guys came back out to, I think, the Philadelphia one. And didn't you have a larger turnout because of George's arrest?
Well, interest has been building even before George's arrest, mainly because of those videos that George had made. Have really captured people's imagination and brought a lot of attention to this type of event. Now, which is it's kind of two-sided, because in a way I think it sort of detracts from the primary goal is to distribute information about jury nullification. Our goal is not to go and argue with policemen or be hassled or chased off, certainly not arrested. I'm not looking for conflict.
Sure.
I want to reach out to as many people as I can with the message. However, when something like that happens, it really creates a lot of publicity.
Yeah, so, I mean, for everybody that you're not reaching on the street there in Philadelphia, you may be reaching one or two more people on the Internet because of the people that are coming to watch these videos and then clicking on a link to see, well, what is FIJA.org?
I hope so. Because, I mean, nothing's going to make it, worth what's happened to George. But I'm hoping that that as much good comes out of this ordeal as possible. And there is a very growing, there's a growing kind of an explosion of interest, at least from what I can tell, especially around here. And I was kind of concerned because I didn't know if the intimidation would sort of chill people's interest. And I was relieved to find out that it had no bearing or increased the interest
good in
doing this. And we've also found that seems like after this Allentown event, the memo has gone out for these guys to be on their best behavior.
Interesting. So you'd say they've calmed down, so you're not expecting the same kind of encounter on the 4th when you're going to redo the Allentown event?
Well, I hope not. We're going to take, we're taking precautions, and there's a few guidelines, that I'm telling anybody that wants to do this at a federal courthouse and probably would be prudent anywhere.
Yeah.
is to be cautious, have as large a group as possible, number one. Don't go alone or have somebody that can't watch you. Have somebody off-site videotaping you. Have multiple people. Have the, as you guys have learned in New Hampshire, videotape the guy videotaping the guy videotaping.
Yeah.
And have multiple redundant sources audio recorders, whatever you have to do to properly document things.
Absolutely. Let me throw one more out there. Let me throw one more out there. You're absolutely right. The more people, the better. The more people with cameras, the better. Audio recording secondary to cameras, but whatever you can have that can record the scene. Up here in New Hampshire, we have Pork 411, and that's available to people in other states. They can have their own Porcupine 411 system, which allows you to make a phone call, record a message, and then when you hang up the phone, that message is delivered to as many recipients as you can put on an email list, basically. And so up here, when somebody gets into a situation, they just hit a button on their phone, it dials Pork 411, and you've got a recording that's going out live. So even if they turn off the phone, snatch the phone from you, that recording's already been delivered to a few hundred people instantaneously. So any big activism movement, I highly recommend having a Pork 411. If you're not that big yet, then what you definitely want to have is Quick.com. Jim, do you know anybody with a smartphone?
Yes. Unfortunately, I've just recently found out about Quick and the way you can upload video from your phone. Unfortunately, we've had sort of a fast learning curve, but the need has obviously become apparent to have these technologies that allow you to safely and securely document what's happening, and things would be a lot different if we had that kind of technology in place. But even though we had, some sort of aggressive behavior from these people before, I don't think any of us expected the level of aggression that we encountered, and that was our mistake.
You pretty much have to walk into any encounter with these thugs expecting that they are going to kidnap you. I mean, that pretty much is what you have to
expect. They're not all thugs, but you have to walk into the encounters with police officers understanding that some of them may be thugs.
You have to presume the worst. Presume that you're going
Absolutely.
To encounter some rogue cops who know that they can get away with anything that they want and are more than willing to try. And so I think that you've suggested some very good things. Quick.com, Q-I-K.com, for those listening that are not familiar, it's a free service. If you've got a smartphone of any variety, it's likely that it works for that phone. You go, download the application, install it, and then you've got instant free streaming to the internet. So even if they grab your phone and confiscate that or keep it as evidence, it's likely that your video will get out.
Cameras and audio recorders and pens and things like that.
Jim, will you keep us in the loop as to what goes on later on down the line in Allentown?
Absolutely.
Appreciate having you on tonight. Thanks so much. GeorgeDonnelly.com, the website. More coming up.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret? the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And tonight it's Ian here.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
All right, Sue, we're going to get back to your phone calls here in one moment.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with Jack. So we got him this book called An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book for children, and it's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page. We'll make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com. See some of the samples there and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so we're back here. We're going to come back to the fully informed jury discussion here in a bit because there was something that went down today in Keene, New Hampshire that was particularly ludicrous. Luckily, it wasn't face-crushingly dangerous. It was just absolutely absurd. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but let's get to your phone calls first and start things out with Bill in North Carolina. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
I'm just really glad that somebody brought up fully informed juries. The first time I came across that was in Ron Paul's book, Freedom Under Siege.
Okay.
And it essentially boils down to people using their minds.
Yeah, that's really not encouraged much in America anymore, is it?
No, it's really not, but that's what the whole liberty concept comes down to, is individuals using their minds. And it's regrettable that it's lost on so many people, but I'm really glad that you guys are talking about it, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Bill. Any other thoughts you want to share?
I just wanted to say what's up to Curtis.
What's up, Bill?
Yeah, Curtis has been giving us the silent treatment here tonight. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Curtis, I mean, you've got a situation. You've got a felony charge against you as well, so you're not the only New Hampshire Liberty activist with a felony charge at this point. George isn't technically here yet, but George Donnelly looking at a federal felony. And yours is a felony charge on distribution of cannabis here in New Hampshire. Are you planning on having a fully informed – I don't know if you can answer this question. If you can't, just tell me. Do you plan on having a fully informed jury component to your defense?
As in inside the courtroom?
Yeah, inside the courtroom, because you could probably count on activists being outside the courtroom, peppering the potential jurors with flyers.
You cannot say jury nullification, but you can say everything that jury nullification is.
Really?
Yeah, but the second you mention the word nullification, the judge goes crazy.
What do you think would happen if if you did mention the term? I mean, why would they have an objection?
It would be my lawyer.
Right, why would they have an objection to you saying the term as opposed to describing it?
I don't know. It's their game. They make the rules. Why would they get upset? I don't know. Just that's what they do.
No, if they feel like getting upset about about anything, they're going to get upset about it, and then they're going to do what they want because they set up the rules of the game.
But like would that be one of those things where the lawyer gets in trouble? If somebody's going to get in trouble, would it be him then who would face some sort of sanctions for bringing that up?
Yeah, the judge would tell the lawyer to cut it out, and if the lawyer insisted on going down that route, he could be held in contempt.
I see.
So you could explain what it is, then say the word jury nullification. The judge would get huffy at you, and then you'd just continue to explain what it is. And it's that jury N word that I just talked about earlier, but the judge won't let me say the word anymore. It'd be fun.
Can you say fija.org in court? Anyway, it should be interesting to see how that pans out, because normally when we do fully informed jury outreach, as we were doing today here in Keene, New Hampshire, we're targeting potential jurors. We're getting them with the, we're actually targeting the people that are most likely to use the information, getting the fully informed fija.org information into their hands as they're going into the courtroom. But this will be the first time where we've ever been able to do it, unless something comes up sooner. Your case, Curtis, will be the first time where liberty activists in New Hampshire will be able to do FIJA outreach on a case in which that they are well aware of the details on it, that it's one of their own, if you will, that is being charged. It's because it's usually when we show up, we do the outreach, we go home, and that's it. It's the last we hear, because none of the jurors call up to say, hey, just wanted to let you know I did nullification. I mean, it'd be awesome if somebody did that, but it's never happened.
How would they do it? It's not like there's a telephone number.
Well, there's a website. There's freekeen.com. They could find us through there if they wanted to, but they've never done that. So it's going to be, I think, your case, for a number of reasons, is going to be very groundbreaking. And if you want to help Curtis out, because, well, you can't afford to hire a lawyer on your own, we want to get some liberty-minded attorneys on board with this. You already know who you want to bring on board.
Right.
There's a certain cost that's attached to it. And the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org has been raising money for your legal defense fund. Currently, it's at over 40% of the goal that was set. I think it was $7,000, which was the goal.
Correct. Yep.
Well over $3,000 have been raised at this point. So there's a little ways to go. And there's a probable cause hearing coming up. What's next?
Coming up, quote unquote, it's July 1st.
July 1st. Okay, so you've got a little ways to go.
Plenty of time.
So you can head over to cdevolution.org. By the way, brand new website, redesigned. If you haven't been in the past couple weeks, check it out. It's awesome. We got the awesome new logo up at the top. Of course, Curtis's chip-in is also up there at the top, so that's easy to find. Go in there, throw in $5, $10. Every little bit counts here, and it's going to help out Curtis during his legal defense. So cdevolution.org. Mark, is there something else we need to announce about CD Evolution? How about the brand new executive director, Jason Talley, who we've had on this program, sitting in that chair, Curtis, a number of times. He's from MotorhomeDiaries.com, formerly of Bureau Crash. He's the former crasher in chief over there. So Jason is a guy who's got a lot of experience in running these sorts of organizations, of being the head of an organization like this. And I have to say, Mark, we had a meeting with him over the weekend with the board of directors.
He certainly got his stuff together better than the board of directors does.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad we brought him on board. The guy's got vision. He knows what he wants to do. He's got some really great ideas for the CD Evolution Fund. So the redesign of the website, the announcement of Jason Talley as the new executive director is just the beginning of what's coming next for cdevolution.org. They're going to have a big role in the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You heard Jim Babb mention that he's going to be attending Porkfest this year. So you're going to get to meet a whole bunch of liberty-loving people at Porkfest. There's a lot going on. There's discussions about having like a CD Evolution casino night where we bring some of the civil disobedient superstars in, like people like Lauren Canario and Russell Canning and some of these big names, if you will, in the civil disobedience movement, having them at the casino and just milling about and getting to kind of meet and hang out and gamble with
a lot of people want to talk to
the civil absolutely they're experts. I mean they've been there and they've done it, so we're going to work to bring those folks in, and it's going to be an absolute blast. It's going to be gambling and socializing and all at the same time a fundraiser for cbevolution.org, which inevitably will benefit folks like Curtis who are making a stand for liberty. That's what cbevolution.org is about. It's about putting money behind the people that are willing to stand up and put their freedom on the line. Because not everybody can do that. Not everybody is in a situation, you know, they may have a family, they may have certain responsibilities that they absolutely have to take care
Families
of.
Families are common.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't feel like standing up for liberty, but laying down in front of the tank of statism.
Well, whatever it takes. You're doing something that many people will never be able to do or will feel as though they can never do in their lifetime. And so cdevolution.org exists to help people like you, Curtis, people who are doing civil disobedience, to have people that just have some extra money that they want to spend on this stuff, to pour some money into, do things like pay the rent, to take care of animals down the line, to pay for attorney's fees and that kind of thing, to encourage more of this civil disobedience and non-cooperation. Which, by the way, speaking of non-cooperation, I had another encounter with a census worker today. I'll tell you more about that some other time. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Gigan is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gigan.
Hey, guys. I became a victim of the drug war last night in a sort of way.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I was sitting behind the University of South Florida, Sarasota campus. It was about 10:30-ish Sunday night. Campus was closed.
And you were what, on the bay side there?
Yeah, there's like a little pond area down there, and I was just sitting on the steps, and I was there about 10 minutes, and I start hearing sirens from like all over behind me, and within a few minutes, cops come out of the bushes with flashlights and a dog.
What?
And it was pretty crazy. So I was like, wow, something's going on, and so I stood up, and they told me to put my hands in the air, get face down on the ground, and I did. An officer came over and handcuffed me while I was face down. And to his credit, I got to say they weren't at all rough or anything like that when they were cuffing me. And
velvet
they asked me if I had a gun.
Of the velvet glove of the iron fist. Go ahead.
Yep. So anyway, what happened was, long story short, it was a mistaken identity. There happened to be a robbery around there, so they picked me up as a suspect. They had a victim try and ID me, and I was not the person, so they were going to let me go, but I was still in cuffs when they wanted me to just give them basic information before they were going to cut me loose. So as the basic information, I start giving the basic information, I start questioning why it is that they want all of this information. And at that point, it became like a custodial scenario, and they claimed that there was this pipe that they found. And
can you tell us more? Can you hang on and give us more detail here in a moment?
Sure.
All right, more with Gigan in a bit. He was harassed by the police, caught up in the war on drugs. We'll find out more in a moment. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered leaving America? In Asia, you can live like royalty in a tropical paradise for a fraction of the cost. Let PathToAsia.com help you escape the ever-growing burden of taxation and regulation. PathToAsia.com's consultants will guide you through the entire process, helping you find a job, housing, and even a companion before you make the move. Join the increasing wave of Americans moving to Asia while you still can. Visit PathToAsia.com and sign up for your free trial today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.